This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, Mike, the Southeastern Conference distributed an average of almost $52.6 million to all of the 14 full-year members of the 23-24 season.
52 per?
52 per.
Nice
now,
work.
Yeah, no doubt. So George,
ACC, by the way, paid in Groupon.
Because that's their deal. That's their TV
yes,
deal.
Yes.
Georgia get that check. Florida, Auburn, Alabama. Here's the deal, though. The Big Ten, for what it's worth, guys, and, you know, we always talk about Big Ten, SEC, they still have a better TV deal as we currently speak. But the fact that you're handing out, okay, which included the new members, Oklahoma and Texas, and this number's right. Only going to go up. They joined the league in July. The SEC expanded to 16 schools. The Sooners and Longhorns each received $27.5 million in what the league described as a transitional payment. So they just jumped in.
You don't get the full share.
Correct.
Right.
You guys, next year we'll have a conversation.
Yeah. UCF kind of got the same short shrift with the Big 12.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, and look, Sooners and Longhorns, they got out of that deal and they came early and they're not debating that. You know, they're not regretting that at all. But the fact is, these numbers are only going to go up. And we've been saying this. How does this affect this NIL, Mike, and all the stuff that's going on?
Right.
Because you're telling me each institution got $50 million. Well, I'm telling you in 5 years, that's going to be $85, $90
million. Right. And then meanwhile, if you're Clemson or Florida State or Georgia Tech, now, granted, there were some extenuating circumstances that they had the highest average TV ratings because they played Georgia Thanksgiving Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And they also played the only game of the weekend that you wanted to watch against Florida State in Dublin. But that aside, Tech could say they were still, per average, the highest-watched ACC team last season, or even over Clemson. But anyway, Clemson and Florida State, and just real quick, did you talk about the TV money and the NIL? The ACC, man, you want to talk about being at the kids' table. My God, compared to what you just laid out for the SEC and ESPN, because it's a cheap contract, is picking up the option. Apparently that lawsuit, all that nonsense, it looks like it's eventually going to go away.
Okay.
And that the ACC is going to sort of give the bigger dogs more pieces of the pie. They're just trying to figure out the details so to alienate the other school members.
Yeah.
That was the latest. We didn't talk about this last week because everybody's getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Sure, sure.
But it looks like that thing that Florida State was trying to run up the flagpole ain't going nowhere, but they'll try to make them whole with maybe a little bigger piece of the pie.
So just to give you an example, this is 2023-24. The Big Ten reported total revenues of $845 million.
Oof.
Which was an average payout of about $58 to $59 million for full members for the 21-22 season. But again, these returns are a little bit old, right? So now you look at 22-23, they paid out $60 million per school.
Giddy up.
That's the Big Ten.
The Big Ten is going to get more juice, baby. That's it. And then you throw in that addition of the Pac-12 teams. That's something, isn't it?
That's
and it's an arms race.
It is, Mike. And this is why Look, we didn't think the ACC was smart for adding SMU.
I mean, they had to do something. Right. I don't know if that was the answer, but they had to do something.
But you have to. You just said it. It's an arms race. We have to have enough institutions to survive. And right. if we don't add, regardless of whether they're on the West Coast or in the middle of the country, we're going to have a problem. So they decided to do that. But you're right. These numbers for the SEC and certainly for the Big Ten do not look like that for the ACC.
So, you know, the ACC, as you said, they're in the San Francisco market. But, again, does anyone give a – nobody cares.
Cal?
Nobody cares about Stanford or Cal.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you've seen how empty those stadiums are. It's not like we always joke around. It means more in SEC country. Meanwhile, speaking of the Georgia Bulldogs in the SEC, needless to say, Carl, if you're going to draft the Bulldogs in the NFL draft, you're going to probably have pretty good results, right?
I agree.
Well, did you see the article Ken Segura had today in the AJC?
No, talking about?
Real quick. He was. Now, this gets us back to the Falcons. He said in Fontenot's four drafts, he goes, he drafted ahead of the Eagles and the Chiefs, obviously playing in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But he also had a roster with more holes. But as Ken points out, of the players he's drafted, four players started 10-plus games this last season. From the same drafts, the Eagles have nine guys, Carl, starting from their draft. And the Chiefs have 10. So basically what I'm saying is one of these things is not like the other. But we do know how Howie Roseman loves the Dogs. But the Dogs are playing. And with the exception of N'Kobe Dean's injury, for the most part, they're staying healthy.
Yeah.
And having an impact.
And that was I mean, look, you can't – he's playing and guys get hurt. If they had N'Kobe Dean, Mike, I'd even feel better about the Eagles' chances right. to win this game just because of, you know, his sideline to sideline – sideline, that is, to you know, ability to cover. But you're right. What that tells us, unfortunately, is that we've gotten a couple of guys right. They've gotten a lot of guys right.
And they've gone bigger brands. They, you know me. I get it. There's this place for small school players in the NFL. It's well documented. Steve McNair and Jerry Rice. But sometimes you just go with the big dogs, literally and figuratively, and you'll be okay. From the SEC and the ACC.
404-726-0929. And by the way, when you talk about, you know, Mecole Hardman played for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, right? Guys, and we're just talking about in the last few years, and Jordan Davis now, and Kelee Ringo, these are all Eagles, right? Who was the kid? Lewis Cine, or I believe it is. He's playing for the Eagles. Like, these are all guys that could get a ring ultimately. And, you know, it's one of those things where you say, and I don't think he's with the squad anymore, but the fact is, there have been, over the last 3 to 4 years, a bunch of dogs that have contributed to the success of the Eagles. And, Mike, we said it. You know, we take for granted because they didn't get there last year. But that was a team, you know, they started 10-0.
Right.
And all these guys are playing. It would not surprise me, by the way, depending on how this game goes, is it possible that one of these big interior defensive linemen, maybe Davis or
Jalen Carter?
Could they be potentially the guys that change this game?
Like, seriously. I mean, the difference, as you and I were talking last week about how the Eagles had so many more sacks a year ago or 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
And now this year, technically, they don't have as much. But just they look more, to me, to the eye, they look even more athletic than the Ndamukong Suh, Fletcher Cox team. Jordan Davis was a rookie that year. And now you see all these dudes who can get after it. You mentioned the linebackers, the secondary, the free agents they brought in. It just seems like it's the better package. But as we talked with Brian McFadden, and I asked this of you earlier in the week, Vic Fangio doesn't do well against the Chiefs. Can he finally figure it out?
Yeah, it's a good question. Real quick, some love for Kirby Smart.
Thanks, Carl.
As we are live here at Twin Peaks. So this was this week, Super Bowl media week. Guys were asked about Kirby. Kelee Ringo, one of the greatest coaches I've been around. Nolan Smith, he's a special man. He treats you like no other. I love him. Jordan Davis, I would not be here without him. He's done a lot for us. My point is, Mike, we talk about Kirby and always this, you know, all the other stuff. This is what it's about. Guys love him. And the guys that have played for him and certainly now have gone on to success, to me, this speaks even more than just winning SEC championships. You can talk about all this other stuff that Kirby does. This is why he's the best in the business.
And it's the greatest advertisement for the program.
No doubt.
Even in the NIL world, in this crazy transitory transfer portal world, still, if you want to, like what did Saban always say, if you come here, follow what the coaches say, you're going to be drafted in the first round.
No,
if you go to Alabama.
No
Saban
doubt.
Goes for Georgia.
And so I just, you know, when you hear these things, I think these words from these guys who are now playing in the big game speaks volumes about the program, but more importantly, what kind of man Kirby Smart is. And look, have we been upset about the transparency and all the nonsense that was going on? That, again, some of that was not his fault, but he is the guy in charge, and so we said, hey, you need to put your foot down. Yes, we have been. But ultimately, Mike, He puts good people in the world, and right. that's all that matters. He puts productive guys in society.
And that was the thing that Coach, you know, we talked to Warrick Dunn, what did you say about Bobby Bowden? And Bobby Bowden was always an advocate. If your kid going to Tallahassee is going to take care of you, it's going to make you, if you were immature, you're going to grow up. So things like that you love to see. And sometimes I think in the world of college football, the average fan, I don't give a crap about any of that.
No.
But it does matter. Now, yes, I don't think the average college football fan cares about graduation rates. But when you do talk about what you're talking about, you know, Kirby and what he does in his program, that is the gold standard. Now, the question I have is, how do we restock it this year? I'm curious to see what this offensive line is going to look like. This is a huge spring football for Georgia.
It is.
I know that you've been living – it's 2 years ago they've been back-to-back natties, and they have taken, if we're honest, Carl, a bit of a slip, a bit of a step back. So how do we get back up there if you're a dog fan? And certainly Kirby's going to be banging the bushes for all those recruits. Still one more transfer portal window, too, by the way.
Yeah, and we'll see if they go in it. By the way, it was National Signing Day. We didn't even talk about this either the other
day. It doesn't even mean anything anymore since they have the early signing.
All the guys that Georgia had, they didn't sign anybody. I think Georgia Tech signed three guys, and the good news is Georgia Tech moved into the top 25
of classes. Brent Key,
yeah,
man.
They signed three guys. But we didn't even talk about it because the early signing period. Hey, by the way, there are eight former Dogs that are headed to New Orleans. Two of them play for Kansas City. Six play for the Eagles.
What a concept. Draft a Bulldog. Yeah, hear me up there at Flowery Branch.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey, man, coming up, we are going to give you our picks, all right? We're doing it a little bit different because it's one game. We've been picking, you know, NFL, college football, over-unders.
And by the way, congratulations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Congratulations. You did a great job this year. You won the championship.
Is it over?
Well, I mean, we can't catch you.
Oh.
I mean, I stunk it up. I was on the verge of being knocked out of the whole thing. Chris was started. Chris, you know.
You heated up. He heated up.
You were kind of a roller coaster this year. You know? You were kind of like the Andre Hunter of our picks this year.
Oh, that's a good way to describe him. All right, coming up, game score we'll give you. All right, we're trying to figure out how we're going to do this. So we're all going to do this over, under.
Right, prop bet.
And then we're going to pick a prop bet. So that gives us three, which is what we normally do during the season. We'll give you our picks coming up for the big game next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.